Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. If you've been with us, and I hope you have, then you know we have been following the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, specifically at night. And when we last saw Jesus, his dead body was taken down from the cross, wrapped in linen, and placed in an unused tomb at night by two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. The Lord was in the grave, but we will not leave him there because Jesus came back to life. As Christians all over the world affirm to one another on Resurrection Sunday, he is risen. He is risen indeed. I hope you affirm this awesome truth along with us. At the end of our series, Jesus at Night, we will now meet Jesus in the morning. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is not a mere epilogue to his life and death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most consequential event in all of history. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, "If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins." And earlier in this same chapter, when Paul gives us the content of the gospel, what is the good news of God? He writes in verses 3 and 4, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. To believe the gospel is to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day, which was Sunday. This is why all who receive and believe this gospel celebrate and worship God together with other believers on Sunday, the Lord's Day, Resurrection Day. So let's get Jesus out of the grave, as it were, by reading Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. The resurrection is of such great importance that all four gospel writers record it, giving their unique perspectives. I have chosen Luke to narrow down on one point. This is Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again?' And they remembered Christ's words." They are the women who were the disciples of Jesus, those that came from northern Israel, Galilee, all the way down to southern Israel and Jerusalem, and watched as Jesus was crucified, and then his dead body put in the tomb. Verse 1 says this was the first day of the week, which for Jews was Sunday. At early dawn, this was just as the darkness of the night turned to the light of day, and I believe the sunrise, S-U-N, on that Sunday was the most beautiful sunrise ever, because the sun, S-O-N, the Son of God was risen. Verse 1 ends, "They came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared." These women were fully expecting Jesus' body to still be in that tomb, They, along with the 11 male apostles, I might add, lacked faith in Christ. Even though they had heard the Lord say on multiple occasions that he would rise from the dead, they did not accept this, as is evidenced by preparing spices for a corpse. They found what truly shocked them. The stone was rolled away from the tomb. That's surprising enough. But then, when they entered the tomb, the Lord's body was gone. He was not there. Well, no wonder they were perplexed. Just then, the shock and awe continues as two men stood near the women in dazzling clothing. This identifies them as divine messengers, and this terrified the women who bowed their faces to the ground. The men in dazzling clothing spoke. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? Great question, and an obvious question for those who should have known that what Jesus promised is exactly what would come to be, because God never made a promise he did not keep. Jesus is the living one. As Jesus said in John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. And we do not go seeking out the living in a graveyard. Only the dead are there. The living are elsewhere. So the angels continue, he is not here, but he has risen. I love that sentence. It is one of my most favorite sentences in all of Scripture. And the two angels, appearing as men, used a word I want us to focus on for a few moments. They say to the women disciples, remember. Remember. Think back, women of God. Scan your recent memories. Call to your attention what Jesus said as you listened. Remember how he, Christ, spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. As we who read and reread and can never get enough of reading all four Gospels know, the Lord regularly told his disciples about the fact that he would rise again on the third day. Let me give you a sampling. In the span of just a couple of chapters in Matthew, we hear the Lord say the following. Well, jot down these references and read them for yourself later. Matthew 16, verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. Matthew 16, 21. And then in the next chapter, Matthew 17, verses 22 and 23, and while they were gathering together in Galilee, well, there's Galilee mentioned by the angels in our Luke 24 text. While they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. And they were deeply grieved. Matthew 17, 22 and 23. One more. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 19. As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the way he said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him. And on the third day he will be raised up. That's Jesus in Matthew 20, 17 through 19. As these texts reveal, Jesus hardly kept his resurrection a secret. He repeatedly made clear on several occasions that he would suffer, be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And yet his closest followers did not believe him. So the angels in the tomb say, remember. And after the divine messengers remind them of being back in Galilee and the specific words of Christ, the text says, Luke 24:8, "And they remembered his words." Ah, now they remember what the Lord had said. Luke 24, verse 9 says, "And they returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest." You know something? It can be rather easy for us to fault these women and fault the apostles. I mean, at least these women were at Christ's tomb. Where were the men? They were scattered. But we should be very careful about criticizing them, because how often do we also forget? Forget what this same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has said to us. I know in my own life, Jesus, by his word and by his spirit, has often had to say to me, "Mark, remember what I said." And then I get it and I hit myself off the side of the head. Yeah, he did say that. I wonder, what might Jesus be bringing to your remembrance this day, this night? What do we have to recall that he has said to us? And let us remember that Jesus lives. He is alive as we speak, at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, interceding, that is, praying for his people. Jesus is not dead. He is alive, alive forevermore. We worship a risen Christ, and we do so at night and in the morning, and all throughout all the days and all the nights of our lives forever. This has been Jesus at Night and in the Morning. Join us again next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.